So I'm just taking you to the northwest corner of the site just to give you an idea of scale.
Avaiʻi Materials Recycling takes up 10 acres next to Pi'ilani Highway in Kihei. Co-owner Pete Sullivan shows me how his operation reuses construction waste and materials. We drive around several large piles filled with concrete, asphalt, and rubble.
All of this stuff that you see had the potential to basically go one of three places. It could go to another construction site if someone had it to go to. It could go to the landfill, or it could be fugitively dumped. And that's very common here.
Avaiʻi Materials Recycling opened 2 years after the construction and demolition landfill in Ma'alaya closed in 2016. Building and demolition debris make up 14% of the waste now going into the Central Maui landfill, the island's major landfill. Sullivan's company takes this construction waste and crushes it to create materials that he can sell to contractors. Sullivan's company allows contractors to drop off certain types of waste, such as asphalt, and pick up new road-based material in one round trip. And that, he says, is highly valuable.
For the consumer, it just saves them tens of millions of dollars. This is avoided either in building the landfill cost, in trucking, in road wear and tear. It's fuel, it's emissions, it's the whole bit.
Meanwhile, on a farm near Waikapu, I meet Kiera Ryan of the Maui Huliao Foundation. The nonprofit started 10 years ago to educate Maui's children about the environment. 3 years ago, it added a trash diversion program called Green Events, working with organizers of conferences and other events to reduce their waste. Ryan is the foundation's program director.
We do this by diverting as much of the waste from the landfill as possible. And we can do this through reusing things like cups, utensils, even reusing plates. And then second down the line that's most important is composting. So finding out in the event, how much can we compost?
Ryan says her group also helps the hosts purchase the right green materials and attends the event to help participants sort their garbage.
So the kind of main purpose of this program is to help the community, help the businesses, help individuals see waste as a resource rather than as waste. Our average diversion is 80%. So 80% does not go to the landfill. It's used for compost or is recycled or is reused.
But Ryan says their mission goes beyond their work of diversion.
Our goal is to educate. And so in hopes that we keep doing these events, we get people adjusted and used to the process of diverting their waste from the landfill. And therefore, eventually, this is just going to be the norm.
The foundation's got a new program it's developing, working with local schools to teach students how to separate and reduce their trash, in hopes of educating the next generation about the advantages of both. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.